And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. While a sweeping transformation of America's military began as President Trump signed 4 executive orders addressing everything from missile defense to social policies. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's first day saw the announcement of an ambitious Iron Dome for America initiative, aiming to shield our nation from advanced missile threats. The administration is tackling not just external threats, but internal policies that have undermined military readiness, eliminating DEI offices that prioritized identity politics over merit, reinstating service members discharged over vaccine mandates, and restoring biological reality to military personnel policies. Well, Senator Josh Hawley is moving to provide justice for minors harmed by transgender medical procedures, introducing legislation that would allow individuals to sue doctors and hospitals that perform these operations on them as children. The Missouri Senator's bill, aptly named the Protecting Our Kids from Child Abuse Act, gives victims up to 30 years after turning 18 to seek both punitive and compensatory damages. The timing syncs perfectly with President Trump's executive order blocking federal funding for hospitals performing such procedures. The scientific foundation for these policies gained fresh support from Canadian researchers who've concluded that evidence for youth gender transitions is so weak that benefits and harms remain impossible to determine. McMaster University's comprehensive analysis demolished the often repeated claim that these interventions prevent suicide, finding instead very low certainty about any positive effects. Findings emerge just as thousands of detransitioners begin sharing stories of permanent damage from rushed medical decisions. And on the international stage, America has rejoined the Geneva Consensus Declaration, aligning with 40 nations that recognize the fundamental right to life. This diplomatic reset arrives as internal tensions rock Planned Parenthood, where multiple officials have resigned in Missouri after deeming a new pro-abortion amendment insufficiently radical. Even their own leadership seems to be fracturing over how aggressively to push an agenda that most Americans reject. And that's today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.